Father, we bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, righteous Lord. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We return all glory unto you, O God, for you are God, and there is none beside you, and there is none like unto you, O Lord. We exalt you. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy. Thank you, for you are God that answers prayers. Thank you, because you have broken the spear into two, and you have destroyed the chariots and horses of the wicked ones. Thank you, because you have frustrated the tokens of the evil one over our life, over this nation. Thank you for the precious ones that we have been praying for. For you, the Lord, you are bringing them out. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 4th of June, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him, for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, as I go today, I go in the name of the Lord. I declare the mercy of the Lord upon me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place a street. In the name of Jesus, I set the word of the Lord over my day. The voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that my day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I redeem every second, every minute, and every hour that is in this day. I redeem them by the blood of Jesus. My day is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Every evil in you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, this day as I step out, I receive the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. Mercy for exemption, mercy for preservation is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. I am exempted from all forms of evil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me, to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Oh, as I go today, I walk in the order of the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. I will not walk into the wickedness of the wicked man. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into traps set for others. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in another man's error. In the name of Jesus, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. The hand of the Lord is a sure covering upon me and upon my household. In the name of Jesus, the Lord command his blessings upon me. The Lord command his blessings upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, the Lord preserve me. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. I stand on the word of the Lord, and I legislate the grace of God upon my life. I legislate blessing. I legislate favor over me. I take prophetic stand over this day. I prophesy that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I speak the word of the Lord over my day. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. Oh, I am blessed of the Lord. I bring forth fruit today, the fruit of blessing, the fruit of grace. In the name of Jesus, for I am a garden watered from the presence of the Lord. For I am planted in the court of my God. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The word of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, my life, my household, my family is guided by the jealousy of his name. In the name of Jesus, I am truly blessed. No weapon that is put together to stand against me will prosper. Every evil word spoken concerning me, spoken concerning my day is cancelled. It will not stand. Every tongue that speaks evil concerning me continually is condemned. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into the word of the Lord this morning, I want us to pray and speak to the Lord concerning these precious ones, the heritage of the Lord that are still in the captivity of the wicked. I want you to lift up your voice and ask for the mercy of the Lord over them. The Father, by your mercy, you will deliver them. You will bring them out in the name of Jesus. Father, you will strengthen the hands of men that they will liberate these precious ones in the name of Jesus. Father, move whoever needs to be moved. Remove whoever needs to be removed for these precious ones to be delivered, for these precious ones to be set free in the name of Jesus. Father, whoever needs to be dethroned, Father, you will dethrone them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will set ambush against these wicked ones. You will deliver your heritage. You will deliver these precious ones, O God. In the name of Jesus, these precious ones and their teachers, you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, all over Nigeria, those that are in the captivity of the wicked ones, Father, you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will stretch forth your hand and you will stop this hand of wickedness over this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, by your mercy, Lord, you will arise. You will dethrone the wicked from this nation. You will uproot them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will take charge. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God today, I want us to gradually begin to look into the scripture, especially our anchor scripture for the month of June. Yes, things are happening around us. We will continue to pray and continue to look up unto God in prayer. But it's important that we feed ourselves with the word as well. Now, I want us to do two things today. Our theme for the month is in two parts. The first one is peace be still, and that is found in the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 39. The second part of that word is be still. That can be found in the book of Psalm chapter 46 verse 10, which is our main text for the month of June. The scripture says in Mark chapter 4 verse 39, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the wind and to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. That is the Lord Jesus speaking peace over the present situation. Now Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Beloved, I want you to take time and read Psalm 46 from verse 1 down to verse 11, especially down to this verse 10, so that you will remember. Verse 1 says, our God is our refuge, a present help in times of trouble. But that is not where we are going this morning. We want to ease ourselves into understanding the first part, which is peace be still, and be still and know that I am God. These two words, they are wonderful words spoken by the Lord, spoken by the mouth of the Lord himself, confirming his great peace, his great blessing upon our life. Now, peace be still. This is God standing in his majesty, proclaiming and declaring peace over your situation. God commanding his peace upon the troubling situation of your life, situations you cannot control. God arise, steps in and command peace, declares peace. God speak peace into your life. He spoke peace for the disciples. They were on a journey. They were crossing the sea and Jesus Christ was in the boat somewhere in a corner sleeping and the storm was raging. The wind was blowing and the disciples, they did a lot of things, forgetting that the King of Glory is right there in the ship they could not understand the place of be still and know that I am God. They have not gone to that level of maturity to understand that the Lord of the universe is there with them. But God had to step in and make them to see that God, the omnipresent. Listen, the difference between us and our God is that our God is present everywhere, anywhere, at the same time. This Psalm 46, the scripture says, God is our present help. God is our refuge, a present help in times of need. It means that millions and billions of people that he has created on the earth can actually call upon him and he will answer us at the same time. That is not where we are going today. The disciple, they did not see the King of Glory. They could not understand that the King of Glory is right there with them in the ship. They had to wake him up and say, Master, do you not care that we perish? And he arose. The scripture says, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the wind and to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Here God spoke because they could not see the part of them being still and know that God is with you and know that God is forever with you and know that my God is with me. Who will stand against me? And know that God that justifies me is near. Who will stand against me? Who is he that will condemn me? Who is he that will fight me? Behold, they will wax old as garments and the moth will eat them up. They did not see that the Lord my God is my strength and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord my God is with me. Of whom will I be afraid? When the enemies and the wicked one comes together to eat up my flesh, together they stumble and they fall because God is with me. They could not see that. So Jesus had to step in and speak to the wind and to the sea. Now, the second part. Remember, this is just an introduction, and by the grace of God, we are going to go deep into it in the coming days of the month of June. Let me say this over your life before we go further. Every storm that is raging upon your life, that is blowing hard on your life, in the name of Jesus, I declare peace. Be still in the name of Jesus. I declare the peace of the Lord over this nation in the name of Jesus. At the second part, Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. This is God calling your attention for you to know that his move is not by shouting. His move is not in your shout. Just last month, we read from a place from Kings about Elijah, where God told him to appear before him on a mountain, and there was a wind, there was fire, there was earthquake, there was this and there was that. At the end of all of this, the scripture told us, and God was not there. But after all this, a still small voice. So this is God calling your attention for you to know that his move is not by shouting. He wants you to stand still and listen. He wants you to stand still and let him speak. He wants you to stand still and listen. Stand still and let him fight for you. Let him defend the honor of his name in your life. Let him speak so that the end of the earth will know that you are God's beloved. Let him speak so that the world will know that God is alive. It's a call for you to wait upon him. Last month, we read from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. A call for you to wait on him. Be quiet. Quiet the noise in your soul. Be still for that still small voice to call out to you, to speak to you, to give you that particular idea that you need, to speak to you, to put that Bible verse into your mind, to speak to you, to put that particular song that you are going to sing, that hymn, is going to put it right there, the right word that you are supposed to speak over that situation. Be still and let him breathe upon your spirit. Let me say this as I round up today because of time and space, and I'm trusting that by the grace of God, in the coming days, we are still going to look deeper into this word. Listen, be still and know. It's a message of hope that is beyond the words of men. Be still and know that I am God. God will be exalted no matter what. God will be exalted no matter what. It just depends on the time you let him, the time you see the truth of the word that he is God and there is none beside him. For you to stand still and see the goodness of the Lord, to stand still and see how God is going to defend you, to stand still and receive direction in that matter that you have presented before Him, not just shouting and jumping up. Let me tell you something. God is not moved by emotions. He's not moved by your feeling. He's moved by your attention to His word, by your promptness to His commandment. You being prompt to His word, to His commandment. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that He is God. He is the mighty one. He is the one that parted the Red Sea. He is the one that will provide for you. He is God, your Jehovah Jireh, your Jehovah Rapha. He is God that is above all, your provider, your healer, your sufficiency, your all in all. He is God, the mighty one. Be still and see Him. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and see Him fight on your behalf. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I speak to you as you go out today. The Lord show Himself strong over your life in the name of Jesus. You have tried. Yes, I know you have tried. It's time for you to give it up unto God. Let go and let God take charge. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.